today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Each day, we do things to show our wives, our husbands, and children that we love them. Each day, we make sacrifices to show our employers how much and how far we will go for the company. Each day, we go beyond the call of duty to show the young lady or the young man that we have interest in that we would like to have dinner, go to a movie, or share our thoughts with them. There's not a day that goes by that we do not participate in demonstrating our level of commitment as it relates to what holds our attention. The question I would like to ask is this: what are you going to do today to show God that He is number one in your life? Are you willing to go outside of your comfort zone for Him? Are you ready to show Him that He holds first place in your life? What are you willing to sacrifice to demonstrate that? Instead of passing by someone in need, are you willing to stop and assist? Instead of going to the beach or playing golf, are you willing to sacrifice that time and go to church this Sunday? Instead of buying a suit or a dress that you may not need, are you willing to donate to Feed the Children or some other organization? What are you willing to sacrifice to show God your faith? Do you have the faith to sacrifice? To sacrifice means to give of yourself or something dear to you for the good of something or someone else. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it is written, "But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He made the ultimate sacrifice for you. What are you willing to do to show Him your faith?" In Genesis chapter 22, verse 2, it is written, "Then He said, 'Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you.'" God asked Abraham to perform this act, which would have ended the Abrahamic covenant. Such an act would seem irrational, but Abraham obeyed God. Abraham trusted God. Do you obey God? Do you trust God? What has He asked you to sacrifice? Don't hold out. There's a blessing on the other side of your obedience. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 12, it is written, "And God said, 'Do not lay your hands on the lad and do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only begotten, from me.'" Are you withholding anything from God? Examine yourself now. I encourage you to let it go today. Make the sacrifice and receive the blessing of Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 through 19. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.